My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin and his scammer Belinda continue to discuss religion and semantics. So listen and enjoy.
I go, you are a liar, a beggar, and an adulterer, and at one point an aspiring pornographer.
Did you say that?
Yes, I said that.
Oh, no, we're
in the not even in the vicinity.
We're not even close.
Well, we know fake Davin, much like real Davin, does not pull punches.
No. No, I love it.
Well, we've got to see what she says to that one.
What did she say to that?
She goes, beggar?
Oh, that's the one she had a problem with.
I was just saying, real?
That's the list, and it's like, let's see, liar, beggar, adulterer. Wait, beggar? Pornographer? Nope. Beggar? That's the problem.
That was the one. Oh. How dare you, sir?
Good day, sir.
I thought you knew me. You don't know me at all. We do not call it begging. We call it going to work.
Begging.
Oh, yeah, Kat in the chat says, Cat in the chat.
really?
It occurred to me. They claim to be religious all the while. They're reaching for your wallet. I love that.
Just like my penis is right next to it. Grab it while you're there.
Just like every church.
I go, at one point, you were asking strangers for money. It is not a judgment by me. I've already reconciled myself with who I am and who you are. She goes, I know, but I asked. I didn't beg.
Too fucking Che.
Wow.
That's a touche on that one.
Okay.
You got to give her that one. She can think of that.
That's why I love this chick. I love her.
Now we're just arguing about semantics.
Well, that's what I go. I go semantics. That's what I said.
Got to give her that one.
I go semantics. I go, it's the least of our sins. She goes, well, there is no small or big sin. Every sin is sin. I go, well, doll, we are sinners, and I'm cool with it because I try to do better every day. She goes, that's a good start. But you should ask God to forgive you, to make it whole, and don't be cool with being a sinner and sinning. We have to strive to be righteous.
What, like you're going to be dressed like Fonzie? Sinning is cool, hey!
but here's the thing, though. It would be very easy for her to back off of this.
Yeah.
She's not!
No.
So it makes you feel like, you know, she could just let it go.
She's acting like she has the courage of her conviction.
Which is weird for a scammer.
Yeah.
Because those convictions usually sway.
I don't know. No, but
the convictions of money usually stays the same.
Right, right.
I mean, this girl's changed who she is a bunch of times.
Yeah.
But she's holding fast to this.
Yeah.
Because I believe that the relationship that she has with you and the discussions that she has with you is a lot different than what she does with a lot of other people she's trying to scam. And like I, you know, like I'm sorry to sound like a broken record tonight, but you're the most interesting part of her day, or his day.
I'm the most interesting part of your day.
Yeah.
No, you, Joe.
No.
I go, do you love me? She goes, I do. Why do you ask? I go, because the love of you and the love of my daughter is all I need. She goes, that's sweet. I go, it's not meant to be.
Like the way you booted out the wife on that one.
Well, remember, we're splitting up.
Right.
Can't have a
but
wife.
But you're reinforcing.
You're
reinforcing.
Yeah. She goes, that's sweet. I go, it's not meant to be. It is why I strive to be good and do right. She goes, what is not meant to be? I go, my words were not meant to be sweet. That was not my intent, just my reality. I accept that you were devoted to God, and you have your reasons for it. Can you accept that I have different reasons and different motivations? She goes, yeah, why not? Everyone is unique in their own way, and we must learn to accept it.
Well,
really, Dr. Phil.
Yeah, but she's being really forgiving for somebody who supposedly, you know, I'm a Christian and I believe this really. Yeah,
but in her defense, she's seen me go through several religions.
Oh yeah, she's seen me go through a lot.
She's seen a
Maybe
priest.
She's helping you to pick one.
Yeah, she's seen you shooting out televisions, Elvis. I mean, she's seen you go through a lot.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she's seen a priest try to tear us apart.
Right. But it's really interesting to have somebody because it's been my experience, the people who are so devoutly religious are usually trying to bring you over to their way, not being as careful about talking about how you perceive life and saying, well, yeah, that's cool if that's the way you are. I mean, she's planning on having a life with you. She's planning on marrying you, and she's being like, that's okay. I mean, because most people who are that devoutly religious are thinking long-term, and they're going, but I want to see you in the kingdom of heaven with me.
Yeah. But she already said, I'm going to go. But she said, but her reasoning is God forgives also. It's cool.
Yeah, but you have to ask for forgiveness, and you, my dear but, fake Davin, do not ask for forgiveness.
Where's my rap?
And another thing is with the religious, deeply religious people, like a lot, like your born against, they will just relentlessly beat you over the head,
and they're much like the scammers, annoying with it.
Yes, yes. Where she in this religious context is not being that annoying about it.
No, she's not.
No.
All right. She goes. Anyway, I go, but evangelism makes it your duty to try and make people see God the way you see God. In a sense, by being with me, it is making you not fulfill your religious requirements. She goes, it is not. I know what's expected of me. I go, could you truly be happy with me even though I do not see the world the way you do? She goes, yeah, why not? All right. I go, I don't know.
that's where we go back down the hill. Whoa, 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 whoa. Well, can you see us together? Yeah, sure. What the hell? You know?
There
we go. That took a turn. Our wonder. And there, like I said, 5 minutes down the road, and we're going back the other direction again.
Yeah.
There you go.
I go, I don't know. I don't know. I know how much you love God and your faith. To your church, your friends, your family, I might be nothing more than just a non-believer. That'll be very hard on you. That'll be very hard on us. She goes, it won't be. God loves everybody. He loves those who are not close to him even more. I go, okay, babe, I'm tired of this. She goes, thanks for listening to me and hope and pray you will do the things I have said. Can you do one thing for me?
Uh-oh.
I go, what would you like done?
Does it involve Malmart?
All right, guys, take your guess in the chat. Here, take your guess. What's the one thing she wants?
Can you do one thing for me?
Suck my tits.
Now that you mentioned it on that quiz, I've been thinking about it relentlessly.
You know what? I'm going to take a guess, but you got to work with me here because I've been going back into the situation. I just because of where I am with this story.
Well, Joe was working on the scammer clip.
Right. Yeah. I'm going to assume a computer, the laptop.
Laptop. Helix?
I'm looking at the chat, and they're saying money, penis. Laptop.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.